So long, Roseanne, again. This is the Chicago Public Square Newscast. I'm Charlie Meyerson. Roseanne Barr's comeback on ABC is over. Her racist tweet early Tuesday comparing Chicagoan and former Obama White House advisor Valerie Jarrett to an ape, not the first time Barr has compared a black person to an ape, finally crossed a line for the network, for which Barr had been delivering staggeringly high ratings. ABC Entertainment President Channing Dungey, the first African-American woman to hold that title at one of the big four networks, calls Barr's tweet abhorrent, repugnant, and inconsistent with our values, and so is canceling Barr's show. Dungey's boss, Disney chairman Bob Iger, followed up with a tweet of his own. There was only one thing to do here, he said, and that was the right thing. The network's move followed by just a few hours black comedian Wanda Sykes' resignation as one of the show's producers. Meanwhile, the news media are feeling some blowback for their coverage of the story on the way to this. Think Progress runs down a list of terms journalists use to avoid calling Barr out for racism. Phrases like waded into racial waters, racially charged, a bad joke, bizarre Twitter rant, and offending with statements. Barr may have a tougher time making another comeback. Her agent, ICM Partners, is dropping her too. More to come in this Chicago Public Square newscast, but first, how would an ad for your product or company sound right here? Learn more at ads.chicagopublicsquare.com. That's ads.chicagopublicsquare.com. Chicago, your new CTA train cars will be on back order a while longer. Crane Chicago Business reports an order for 836 cars, partly made in China, but to be assembled in Chicago, may cost a lot more because of President Trump's decision to slap new tariffs on Chinese imports. And the deal itself may fall apart because the U.S. House is considering forbidding agencies that, like the CTA, get federal funding from buying rail cars made in China. And if you have an iPhone that's almost out of storage, this may be good news. Apple's just released a free iPhone software update that will let you keep one of the biggest space hogs, your iMessages, including images and videos shared with you, in the cloud, accessible on all your Apple devices. That frees up more room on a phone for music, podcasts, books, and other things. As with all software updates, though, you might want to hang on a few days before making the switch, letting other users encounter bugs before you do. I'm Charlie Meyerson.
Yeah.
This is Chicago Public Square.
I think we're in big trouble.